This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Christopher Countryman is an LGBTQ activist. He was also a youth pastor and juvenile corrections officer. Now the Dothan native has his sights set on the Alabama governor's office. Countryman is running in the Democratic primary for governor. I spoke to him, and he explains he wants to get rid of tax breaks that help the rich.
More or less referring to the ones that are taking advantage of those loopholes intentionally to defraud both the government and to defraud the citizens. Those are the ones I'm referring to mostly because, I mean, you know, obviously you don't want to punish those who are, you know, doing good for the community and those who are, you know, paying their fair share.
So which ones do you consider defrauding the public?
For instance, you know, one of our tax laws allows you to write off losses for if you're a business. And you shouldn't be allowed to write off a loss, if you ask me, for something that, you know, you failed to, you know, do as a company or as an organization and then expect the taxpayers to pay for it. Not to talk bad about our president by any means, but Donald Trump made quite a little side career there for a while of writing off losses on his, you know, taxes and whatnot, and of course got compensated by the government for that. That's one of those loopholes that needs to be fixed.
One of the big issues facing the state is job creation. Mm-hmm. How would you approach that?
Well, one of the biggest things we've got to look at is that in the society we're in today, we're having to face the fact that if we don't start using renewable resources, we're going to deplete our supply of natural resources, fossil fuels, et cetera. So one of the plans I have is to actually start with a foundation of eco-friendly jobs and self-sustaining energy by utilizing the enormous waste that we have in the state. Almost 90% of our recyclable materials end up in a landfill. So I'd like to bring jobs to the state, not all of them, but as a base level, ones that, you know, run along the grounds of recycling, clean renewable energy, et cetera, because that can go back into the infrastructure, education, job creation, and you're looking at easily, you know, creating 12,000 to 20,000 jobs within a 1 to 2 year time period just off the recycling industry alone.
Well, in terms of education, some of your campaign materials say students can't compete in the challenging job market if they don't have the education mm-hmm. and resources they need to succeed.
Correct.
How do you address that?
Well, a lot of people are concerned about the budget because every time you turn around, they're wanting to cut the education budget or they're wanting to cut the healthcare budget. And cutting an education budget should never be an option, no matter what situation you're looking at. So we need to start looking at innovative and resourceful ideas for our education field, obviously. If there's a will, there's a way. By implementing open source technology is a great way to get education up there where it needs to be, get technology into the schools through Linux platforms, open source resources, et cetera, so that our students can compete and can have the resources. They shouldn't have to wait every 4 to 6 years for a new computer system to do their studies on.
Well, one of the things that you've campaigned on is an expansion of Medicaid under mm-hmm. the Affordable Care Act. And while that system is set up so the federal government would pay for the vast majority of that, Alabama would have to pay some of those costs.
Yes.
Where would that money come from?
Part of it would come from the infrastructure and the basically the tax revenue that we could generate off of going into a more resourceful use of our, you know, energy resources, recycling, et cetera. That'd be one way. The other way would be to do the lottery. It'd go towards education and then, of course, to healthcare, because healthcare would be the second most important thing, you would say.
One of the criticisms of the lottery is that it disproportionately affects those who are poor.
Right.
Presumably the people you would help through an education system, through healthcare. How much of a concern is that?
Well, it is a concern to me because I don't want, of course, you know, those who we're allowing to receive benefits from the state, whether it's EBT or, you know, whatever welfare that they get. We don't want them spending the money on that, obviously, or not taking care of the responsibilities. But most of the people I've met, you know, in my life that play the lottery aren't the lower income ones. It's the middle class to upper class. Most of the lower income I've met, you know, they want food. They want daycare. They could care less. But nonetheless, we could also look at doing a like a endorsement, such as like what we do with EBT, where we don't allow people with EBT or SNAPs to buy alcohol or tobacco. We could also implement something like that towards the process of getting the lottery tickets. if it becomes a problem.
Christopher Countryman is a Democratic candidate for governor. You can hear Countryman talk about how, as a progressive, he'd work within Alabama's conservative political climate. That'll be at our website later today, wbhm.org. You can also find interviews there with other candidates for governor.